This recording, England 103, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the deserted districts of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for her name. Comma was a strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive ether, 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. On my first trip to the States, it was a split flight. We flew out from Birmingham International, and we had to stop in Dublin. We had a 5-hour wait in between our first flight and our second flight. Me and my mum, we went to sit in a pub, had a couple of drinks, and just tried to kill time as much as we could. By the time that the next flight was ready from Dublin to Hartford, we made our way to the departures and got on our next flight. And I kind of had a feeling that once I left to go towards the next airport, Hartford, that I felt as if my bag wasn't going to turn up on the other side. So having that gut feeling, by the time that I went to the bag collection, was waiting and waiting, seeing everybody pick up their bags, and kept getting later and later, and my bag didn't turn up. So then the gates closed and my heart sunk. I was like, oh God, gotta spend 2 weeks now with no clothes.